the recognition of the success of the airport police and the acknowledgement that they deserve the same respect and authority that all the other big police departments in the region have. 830.1 PC. My chief of detectives is here. As you well know, Kurt has had a tremendously difficult job over the last quarter. I wanted to acknowledge that, you know, not only the hunt for Dorner, but the protection details, all of that went with that. Very tough time. First, a small brief update on the hunt for Tobias Summers. As many of you have reported, our efforts continue to focus on the southern end of California, San Diego region. Many of you have speculated as to why that is. I'll give you a small piece of information today. Tobias Summers was seen via video surveillance crossing a footbridge into Tecate from the United States. We have no way to know whether or not he has returned since that journey, but we are focusing our efforts on that region. Why that is so important is because it is with the public's help that we will capture this individual. It is not only in the city of Los Angeles' best interest, but also in the entire best interest of North America that Summers is captured, keep our children safe. So I appreciate the media's efforts, particularly our Spanish media, in publicizing not only Summers' last whereabouts, but also his photo. So thank you for those efforts, and thank you to my partners at the FBI for their continued support. Now I want to talk about crime. As you'll notice in the handout that we've given you, a lot has been dated back to 2005. And that's for one very specific reason. That is the start of Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa's term. This is a mayor whose commitment to public safety, whose vision in creating the grid office, whose understanding of the world of Los Angeles and its needs has cut violent crime, gang crime, and homicides in half since he became mayor. Let me repeat that, because if any of you are writing headlines, that should be the headline. And maybe a few of you will find something else to focus on. But believe me, when the rest of the country looks at Los Angeles, that's what they see. In 8 years, we have cut violent crime in half. We have cut gang crime more than in half. And we've reduced the homicide rate by that same 50%. That is amazing. If somebody had told me 8 years ago that the city of Los Angeles would cut its crime rate in half, I would have called him a bald-faced liar. That, to me, is an amazing, amazing result of what a city can do when it wraps its arms around public safety and recognizes that you need a strong police department, but you also need strong partnerships. It's a great story. It's a great story about LA. You know, I hope the media recognizes just how precious this is. There is no other big city in America that can make this claim. And I invite any of you to go to Chicago, to go to New York, to go to Houston, go to any of the other big cities in America and see if you can find a replication of this effort. You cannot. And that's because of the leadership of our mayor. Now, as the mayor says, we are in the midst of a change of leadership in the city of Los Angeles, and I think it's very important to talk about the value of public safety. So let me talk about specific crimes. It's all in your handout, but I'll go over it. Every major category of crime, Part 1 crimes, which, as all of you know, began their measurement in the 1930s based on FBI criteria. That's why we use them, so we can have consistent statistics to compare to prior years. You can't change and compare apples to oranges, so it's important that we stick with the measurement of Part 1 crime. Every category of Part 1 crime has been reduced compared to last year, and last year was our best year in 5 decades. So that's pretty amazing. Homicides, as compared to 2005, when the mayor took office, down 49.6%. That's half the homicide rate. That is an additional 300 people that walk the streets of Los Angeles at the end of a year because of these efforts. Rapes down 50%. Again, cut in half. Robberies down 42.8%, almost half. And aggravated assaults, the crimes that lead to homicide, down 54%. Truly amazing. Truly amazing. Violent crime as a whole, cut in half, as I said, 49%. Total Part 1 crime, that's the aggregate of property and violent crime, as the mayor said, down over a third, 33.9%. And shootings, which of course, a huge part of the nature of crime in Los Angeles, citywide shootings down by almost two-thirds. In other words, for every three that occurred in 2004, one occurs now. As Mayor said, in every bureau, crime is down in the city as compared to last year. Again, universal reduction because of universal application of smart law enforcement and good community partnerships, and a recognition that violent crime in Los Angeles is gang crime. That's why we focus on gang crime so heavily. We don't want to give up another generation to the streets of Los Angeles, and we've made tremendous progress in doing that. Since the mayor has been in office, gang crime, citywide gang-related crime, down 55%, more than half. And gang-related homicide, the scourge of Los Angeles, the thing that made us the most violent city in America 13, 14 short years ago, down by two-thirds, 66.7% reduction. That's amazing. Two-third reduction. So in closing, you know, I want to thank the mayor. His efforts, his laser-like, unrelenting focus and leadership has made this a much safer city. And I think that sometimes that gets lost in more mundane discussions. This is an undeniably better city because of his efforts, and I think that that he should be recognized for that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you. Boy, those are sobering numbers. Because it's time to it's time to get on my horse and ride into the sunset. You know, notwithstanding these numbers, we still could do more, and we want to do more, and that's why we need to keep our police force at 10,000 strong. You'll see. I don't know if we still have the chart, but there's a chart that we can show you where you look at the growth in our police department, and you see the commensurate drop in crime. It's undeniable, everybody. And the same is true with the Gang Reduction and Youth Development Office. And you know, we're joking a little bit for the Joel Rubens and the Ricks of the you know, we don't tell this story enough, everybody. And this city deserves to hear this story. When you hear people say that how come there was an 18% turnout, in part because we almost never tell the story of what's going on in LA. And it's not just the mayor, just the police department. There are a lot of great things happening in this town. And this is one of them. These are numbers. The FBI could tell you. They do statistics for cities all across the country. These are numbers that there aren't a whole lot of folks that can talk about. But before I get questions and answers, I'm going to bring Chief Gannon up, and then I'll say a few words in Spanish. I saw 34 get here late, as he always does. Just kidding. Just kidding. So you might want to put your thing on, hook it up. So let me bring up my good friend Chief Gannon to say a few words.
You know I'm joking.
Good morning. This will just for a second for me is that I'm thankful to the mayor and to Chief Beck, Airport Police Department. As many of you know, a couple of years or a year and a half ago now, the mayor's Blue Ribbon Committee, a report came out regarding the airport. And there's a number of recommendations that were made in that report that the airport has worked very hard to achieve. One of them was a better working relationship with the Los Angeles Police Department. And I'm happy to say that that has improved dramatically, and the men and women of the airport police are dedicated to working in partnership with the Los Angeles Police Department and to ensure that the airport and the surrounding communities are safe. This is one city, and that we should all work together. So I'm grateful to the mayor, Chief Charlie Beck, for their support of AB 128 that's working its way through the state assembly. That will give full police officer status to airport police officers, just as their counterparts throughout the city and throughout the state. And I'm confident that by doing this, it will further enhance the cooperation between the Los Angeles Police Department and Los Angeles World Airport Police. So thank you very much, Mayor.
Ahora unas pocas palabras en español. Are you ready? ¿Estás listo? You ready? You sure? Buenos días. Antes que nada, quiero reconocer a los hombres y mujeres de la Fuerza Policial de Los Ángeles que trabajan día y noche para proteger y servir a las comunidades de Los Ángeles. Y me enorgullece estar junto al jefe de policía, Charlie Beck, y con el jefe de policía del aeropuerto de Los Ángeles, Pat Gannon, con el agente especial del FBI, David Bowditch, que está aquí con nosotros. Hoy estamos presentes para reportar que seguimos con un descenso constante en la delincuencia de la ciudad. Años antes que comprometí impulsar la fuerza policial, y ahora tenemos 10,000 oficiales de policía. Y me siento orgulloso de que hemos logrado esta meta. También hemos visto la evolución de una fuerza policial que ahora refleja la diversidad de la ciudad de Los Ángeles. Dos tercios de esa fuerza policial vienen de Latinoamérica, de Asia, de África. Representamos casi cada comunidad en Los Ángeles, y por eso estamos más seguros también, porque colaboramos y trabajamos con la comunidad a un nivel que no hemos visto en el pasado. Hay que estar orgullosos de nuestros logros, porque el crimen se ha descendido por el 10º año consecutivo, y este es un testimonio del trabajo insaciable de nuestros oficiales, dadas las relaciones que tienen con las comunidades que protejan. Los homicidios se han reducido 12%. Ha habido 66 homicidios en los últimos 3 meses de este año, en comparación con 75 en el primer trimestre del año pasado. El crimen violento se ha bajado 13%. Delitos contra la propiedad ha reducido 6%. La delincuencia de las pandillas se ha bajado 20%. En general, desde 2005, el crimen de pandillas por toda la ciudad se ha bajado 55%. Los homicidios por pandillas en la ciudad, que era el centro, la capital de la violencia pandilleril, se ha bajado 66%. Números increíbles. No hay ninguna otra ciudad en el mundo, que en los Estados Unidos, que puede decir que se ha bajado la violencia a este nivel. Desde 1905 se ha bajado 49% de los homicidios. Se ha bajado la violencia 49%. Como he dicho, estos son números increíbles. Y estoy diciendo, porque los dos candidatos para la alcaldía han dicho que están en favor de una ciudad segura, que su prioridad es la seguridad, y yo le estoy diciendo que tienen que apoyar más policía, una fuerza de 10,000, tienen que asegurar que vamos a dedicarnos, a continuar a dedicarnos a bajar la violencia, porque aunque se ha bajado tanto la violencia, especialmente la violencia pandilleril, tenemos que continuar empujar, y en ese sentido también tienen que apoyar the Gang Reduction and Youth Development Office. Nuestro esfuerzo adentro la oficina del alcalde que trabaja para con la fuerza policial para bajar la violencia pandilleril. And with that, we'd be more than happy to answer any questions on anything.
Mayor, both of you expressed concerns, not say for 10 months, over AB 109, you know, the relocation of state prison inmates here, the possibility of spiking crime. That's been going on since November. Here we are now. We haven't seen it. Any thoughts or ideas why we haven't seen that surge, or is it just the tactics, the strategies, the policies
I'll let the chief speak to that.
Well, as soon as we became aware in the city of Los Angeles about the AB 109 and its consequences, and it isn't so much that it's an early release, it's a release without supervision of people into the community, we took steps to close the gap. You know, many municipalities, many counties waited to see if they could get funding. We didn't wait. I put 150 police officers spread throughout the city and tasked them with doing meet and greets, monitoring, compliance checks of everybody that came out into the city of Los Angeles on AB 109. Because of that, last year we were able to control property crime, kept it flat, didn't see an increase, and this year we've seen a healthy decrease. You know, it isn't that AB 109 is something that has no solution. It's that most folks don't want to take their own resources and put them into what used to be a state responsibility. Well, we're willing to do that, and it's made a difference.
They know we're watching.
Of course.
Chief, can you tell us more about Tobias Summers going to Mexico? Well, when did this happen?
You know, and I'm not going to get into specifics. I'll say exactly what I said before. Tobias Summers was last seen crossing a footbridge into Tecate, and that was captured on video surveillance. We're concentrating many of our efforts in not only San Diego County, but in Mexico. We're aided by the FBI, our great partners. You know, what I ask is that the media, you know, please continue to do what you've been doing. Put emphasis on this case. You know, it will be a member of the public that helps us to capture Summers. And when we capture Summers, every one of our children is a little bit safer.
Chief, can you tell us, did this happen before Summers was identified as a suspect, so Border Patrol didn't know yet to look for him?
You know, and I'm not going to get into that because I don't have the specifics of times of notification. I think it's unfair for me to characterize it that way.
Chief, in the same way with that,
yes, David.
That empty house where the crimes allegedly took place, is there anything more you can reveal on that? The people who own that house, can they be held responsible in any way? And how many empty houses can be that type of situation out in that?
Well, you know, foreclosed houses, abandoned houses are a huge public nuisance issue throughout not only the Valley, but the rest of Los Angeles. You know, we try to work with owners, and many of you have seen the results of that. It's always an issue. It has always been an issue. Now, because of the mortgage market, it's a little bit more of that, however, is recovering. You know, I won't get into the specifics, you know. And I know there are many details that all of you would love to have, and I cannot make those clear while we're in the midst of a manhunt. You know, it isn't that I don't want to tell you, it's that I won't tell you.
Chief, can you talk a little bit about what's possible now that he's supposedly in Mexico? What kind of coordination?
Sure. We have foreign prosecution folks assigned in the Los Angeles Police Department. We work with Mexican officials every day. We work with the FBI. Many times we work with the Marshal's Office. We extricate people from Mexico all the time. It's a very common law enforcement tool. As you all are well aware, Summers is unlikely to blend into the general population. We assume that he is hunkered down, hiding someplace, and we need the public to be aware of what he looks like and what he's done so that we can get cooperation.
Chief, speaking about manhunts and rewards, on the Dorner reward, there were two groups that have already pulled out. So what kind of precedent does this set for you guys in trying to sell reward to the public to get the public's help? You know, how do you sell rewards from that?
Well, first of all, this is a unique situation. Normally, a reward, the normal rewards are done entirely through one municipality, such as the city of Los Angeles, usually through a council motion. You know, they generally take over a year to pay out because they're based on court procedures. That's a normal reward. this was highly unusual because of the nature of Dorner, his actions, the fact that we did not know his location, that we needed the cooperation of the public. The mayor and I put together, primarily the mayor, an unprecedented $1 million reward. Unprecedented. There is no other. I'm not overstating this. And it took a number of sources. And because of that, you know, there are a number of people we have to coordinate with. There will be a $1 million reward. We are confident in people's commitment, and we'll put that forward. This afternoon, the city will be releasing criteria for the upon which people can apply for the reward, and also the method by which we will make that determination. You know, when I say this is an unprecedented reward, the potential rewardees' actions have been unprecedented also. Normally, we don't get legal action based on rewards, especially at this early date. So because of that, the city has had to prepare, in cooperation with all the other people involved, and there are a lot, you know, over two dozen, a set of criteria upon which we will make recommendation for reward, and that's going to be released this afternoon. I'm not going to prequel that by giving out any of the details, except to say that it will become much clearer for all of you this afternoon.
Mayor? Let me say something as well. As the person who kind of helped to move this along, you know, the focus on this. I wish we'd get our priorities straight. The intentions behind this were good. They remain good. We said we'd put together a $1 million fund, reward. We have. We've engaged in a set of procedures that will be announced later on today that are unprecedented. We've done it because we want to keep faith with the public. But some of the chatter out there, it's fairly offensive, and it should be, because the fact of the matter is, I saw what 50 members of my police department had to go through because of this man. I went to the funerals of the families who lost loved ones, and I'll tell you, I was outraged by the actions of this individual, and that's why we did everything we could to bring him to justice. And yes, we're putting procedures together, and they'll be second to none, but in the end, you know, look, this was an extraordinary situation. I've never seen someone like Christopher Dorner do the kinds of things, kill people in cold blood in the way that he did after being sworn to uphold the law and being a police officer. And we will put those procedures out. They will be procedures that will be at the, you know, that will be up beyond reproach. We'll put a procedure together that will keep faith with the public. There will always be people to criticize.
Did you say there were over two dozen people or parties
I think originally
that's been publicized since day
one. I think it's some of them have dropped out.
What if still
yes.
a million though?
She asked. Oh yes, we're still at a million. Yes, we're still at a million. Any other questions?
Steve, can we get back to the numbers again?
Thank you, David. That's good. That's why we had this press conference.
The numbers, they're almost border on the unbelievable side. Chicago would be having a parade if they had this kind of numbers.
They would be.
They would be having a parade. The St. Patty's Day parade.
And I know you go with the correlation of the 10,000 and what happens. Whoever takes over the job of mayor, must keep that 10,000, and how important is the failure of that tax initiative going to play a role in this, and can your department, because of these numbers, be basically a sacred cow? Don't touch us. Look what we're doing.
Well, you know, and the police department's never been a sacred cow. Right. We took $100 million out of our budget for the last three consecutive years. All of you are well aware of what we've done to overtime. We've absolutely eliminated it and the payment of overtime. So we're not a sacred cow. What we're saying, and what the mayor has based his public safety platform on, is that cops count, and that you need sufficient police resources so that you can get at the root causes of crime. The way we reduce crime in Los Angeles is we don't just chase the radio. We don't just respond to something after it happens. We respond, we analyze, and we try to prevent the next occurrence. You know, when I talk about these homicides, when I talk about homicides being reduced, gang homicides, now gang homicides are 50% in a normal year of the homicides in Los Angeles. So when you affect gang homicides, you affect the kill rate in Los Angeles. When I say that gang homicides have been cut by two-thirds in the last 8 years, all of you should demand to see the proof. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, and so how do we do that? We do that by working with Guillermo's folks in the grid office to make sure that homicides stop at one. In other words, when there's a gang homicide, that we eliminate rumors, that we get a speedy apprehension of the people involved, that we mitigate the desire for retaliation, and stop that homicide at one. When Pat and I were ran South Bureau, we had instances before the strategic use of intervention where one homicide would result in a year-long retaliation series, sometimes as many as five and six other homicides. We've literally stopped that now, and that has made a huge difference in Los Angeles. That has reduced the crippling hold of gangs on many of our communities, you know, and the realization that every neighborhood is different, that every neighborhood requires a different level of policing, a different level of prevention programs, a different level of intervention programs. And it is that realization, along with the strategic and intelligent application of those varied resources, that has allowed us to make a difference. You know, this is not happenstance, and this has not happened in other places. This has not even happened in places that are contiguous with the city of Los Angeles.
But 1 second. I want to add here, because I make a little news for you. I said it already, but I'll say it again. The next mayor of Los Angeles, whoever that person is, has to be absolutely committed to keeping our police force at 10,000 strong.
No cuts.
We've got to grow our police officer. We're still the most under-policed big city in the United States of America. But right now, because of our budget, we're not growing it. But we got to keep it at 10,000 strong. The next mayor has got to support the gang reduction and youth development efforts because it works. Summer Night Lights works. Our gang reduction wasn't covered much, but let's be clear. USAID came here and they said, what you're doing in LA, we want you to be the experts to help us in Honduras, in El Salvador, in Guatemala. They said to us, the Justice Department, this is a best practice. We all know that for the first time, Summer Night Lights, some of you have been to Summer Night Lights has been a tremendous success. People are coming from all over the country and even from Latin America to see what we're doing with Summer Night Lights. You know, what did we have, 700,000 visits last year? You know, a tremendous diminution of crime around the areas of those parks. Philanthropy is giving. When does philanthropy give to the city of I mean, philanthropy is investing in Summer Night Lights because they see the success of this. These numbers are astronomical, everybody. And so, yes, I am calling on the next mayor to stand up and be counted, to say I support police hiring, I support public safety as my number one priority, I support the gang reduction efforts because they work. Yes?
Candidate Gruhl raised some eyebrows when she said she wanted to raise the number of officers by 2,000 to 12,000. As much as you and the chief would love to see a force of 12,000, knowing what you know about the budget and how hard that would be, is that a realistic goal?
Well, first of all, I think Candidate Gruhl was fairly clear about it. She said, and by the way, both she and Eric Garcetti have supported 10,000 strong and growing our police department in the past. That's why I'm, this is an easy request, everybody. That's why I'm asking them to publicly support it now as I put that budget together. Let's be clear. What she said is something we all know. We're still the most under-policed big city in the country. And she said that was a goal of hers. She, as the controller, she knew that it's not something we're going to do tomorrow, but it has to remain a goal. So I don't take issue at all with a 12,000, she may have said 12,500, because that was the number that when you look at per capita, where we are as a city, that's the number that most people think with a city that's 469 square miles, 4 million, that's the number that people have said that we would need to adequately patrol. To become a city, when I say we're the safest big city over 2 million, I want to be the safest big city in America. You want to be the safest big city in America, we're going to have to grow that police department. But right now, what we can all focus on and what I expect both candidates to do, and they should do so they should do so immediately, and they should do so throughout their campaign, is they say, you know what, I'm going to keep this going, and I'm going to keep it going by growing our police, by keeping our police department at 10,000 strong, by supporting the gang reduction and youth development efforts, by working with the FBI, I go to Justice and I go to Washington all the time on Homeland Security issues because I know how important it is to partner with them, working with our LAWA police to drop crime. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Mayor.